This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Jim Matroni, a senior partner at Conversant. In his 30 years as a consultant, coach, and trainer, he has focused on developing managers and companies of all sizes in leadership, performance improvement, team dynamics, strategic planning, and interpersonal relationships. Also joining Jim today is Richard McDonald, a Conversant consultant and leader of their cross-boundary solutions programs. Richard has over 25 years of experience working with large and small companies in North America, Europe, Asia, South America, and Africa. They, along with Conversant CEO Mickey Connolly, are co-authors of the new book, The Vitality Imperative, How Connected Leaders and Their Teams Achieve More with Less Time, Money, and Stress. Certainly looking forward to the interview, gentlemen, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good day.
Thanks, Eric.
You bet, and great to have you both. So tell us, for starters, Jim, what does it mean to be a vital leader, and what is the role of vitality today?
That's a great question, Eric. Part of what we've noticed in our travel around the world with hundreds of thousands of leaders and hundreds of companies is that they're all attempting to do more these days with less time, money, and stress. And so much of what the focus has been on in these organizations is creating new rules, creating new guidelines, announcing a new vision and mission. And in the process, what they've done is they've created a structure for it that too often ignores the human element. And the human element especially wants to be vital. It wants to be alive. It wants to be fully engaged in what they're doing. So part of what we're looking at is, how do leaders create personal and organizational vitality? So how do I bring the human element into it in its full capacity in a way that also creates the kind of results that we want? So what we've noticed is that organizations that are really good at creating this invitation for us to play fully as leaders and as individuals in something that we deeply care about, they produce a lot more than other organizations produce and the leaders produce with, as we affectionately say, less time, money, and stress. So we believe we've hit on something that people find to be immediately compelling, is that folks want to be vital in this sense of bringing themselves fully, and they want to create great results in doing it.
Now, you stress the importance of authenticity when it comes to being an effective leader. Why is that?
Well, let me take a shot at that, Eric. I think when you look out onto the business landscape today, there are too many examples of organizations where people have not been transparent, where people have not been open, where people have been deceptive. Authenticity is the antidote to that. Authenticity says that what I say and what I do will be consistent. You can count on me as a leader or the leadership team that we are going to do the right thing for our people. We are going to do the right thing for our customers and our stakeholders, our shareholders. And I think this notion of authenticity allows for a greater level of transparency. I heard it said that transparency reduces complexity. And given that we have such complexity and we work with organizations all over the world, you know, multinational, 300,000-person organizations, you can imagine the level of complexity and how critical clear and direct communication is. Authenticity, as we describe it, is the key to leading in these complex organizations and really dynamic and changing worlds. So authenticity says you can count on me for what I say to be consistent with what I do, both at the level emotionally and in conversations, but also legally in terms of our moral binding to the customer and what we're promising. So it's full transparency and openness.
And if I was going to add to that, because Richard and I are really quite enamored with the how do you be an authentic leader? So how do you lead in a way that's truly yours to do, and to do it in a way that's transparent, so that we're not hiding or hoarding or withholding, we're actually connecting as our mode of leadership. That's why we're the focus of the book is how do you create connected leadership. And What's taken hold, we believe, unfortunately, is this notion of authenticity is me telling you my truth. I'm going to screw up my courage. I'm going to lean in and I'm going to tell you what I think. Results be damned. And we're saying, wow, that's got half of it right. It's got the half is how can I say what's true for me? How can I lead in a way that's transparent? But the important element to add to that, which I don't think has gotten a lot of popular press, it's a lot more popular to talk about what I read in the Wall Street Journal called front stabbing. So it's not backstabbing anymore. You're actually stabbing someone in the front, which we find as a violent image is kind of scary. But what's even scarier is it's disconnected there. That for me, being transparent, it's ignoring the other side of the equation. It's ignoring what I really do want to communicate in a way that inspires people, that motivates people, that actually connects us up. So how can I be authentic and transparent in a way that recognizes there's another person or persons on the other side of the conversation? And how do I offer my authentic leadership in a way that actually connects, that inspires, that causes us to be more capable of handling the next breakdown that comes up? So authenticity to us is more than just telling your truth. It's telling your truth in a way that connects. So this notion of a connected leader versus what we say in the book is a superior leader. The superior leader believes that his or her way of doing things is the best, and he or she just needs to declare it and then galvanize people behind it. We believe that doesn't accomplish nearly as much as connected leadership, which encourages all of us to work on a common behalf.
Good stuff shared there. Thanks for that. Now tell us what companies or leaders today are excelling at implementing the Vitality Imperative.
Well, there's two that occur to me. Richard, do you want to take that first? Sorry.
Well, I think you and I have just finished working with one of them, Nature Conservancy, which is just doing amazing work around the planet to restore the well-being of our nature. And I would say they are really great poster kids for that, doing an amazing job. But that's what I was going to say, the Nature Conservancy, Jim.
Yeah, what I would add to that, Eric, is not only the Nature Conservancy, but another organization we work with called the United Launch Alliance, which launches most of the satellites for the Department of Defense, et cetera, for the United States and the UK. And in both of those organizations, what they are attempting to do is make some pretty dramatic shifts in strategy and culture, while at the same time remaining relevant to the clients and the situations they're committed to already. So in a way, they're trying to change the tire on a car going 90 miles an hour, as the old expression is. What we notice in both of those organizations is the biggest challenge for the leaders to shift from the superior leader model, the model that I know and I'm going to declare it, to the connected leader, which says that the wisdom is in liberating the contribution and orchestrating the talents of many people. The shift from superior leadership to connected leadership is challenging, partially because they got where they got in the organization because they're the winners at the old way of doing things. And they're shifting right now to a different way of doing things that actually evokes the wisdom and the contribution of people throughout the organization. It requires a shift in those leaders understanding my source of value is no longer do I know it all, to my source of value is how can I make sure that we have the kind of conversations and interactions that cause more interest and vitality in the system. They're focusing on three things there. They're all focusing on the what we believe to be the key experiences that people talk about when they say we have more vitality. The three experiences are a greater experience of community, that we're all in this together. There's an experience of contribution. They're actually doing something that's meaningful to them. And choice is they're doing it because it's deeply personal to them. So in each one of these organizations, they're wrestling with how do we make these shifts in a way that actually causes more community, contribution, and choice. And I think they'd be the first ones to say it's a pretty it can be a pretty daunting task sometimes when it feels like the old way of doing things, the superior leadership, is faster and easier and cheaper. But they recognize that ultimately fast is slow in those situations, that the superior leadership model ends up with them having more need for supervision, not less, more need for rules, not less, more need for oversight, not less. So those are three organizations that are really two organizations that are taking great strides in it. And this is something that we say is relatively simple, but not easy. So those are two folks, two groups of folks that we're working with closely and learning from their struggle in it as well.
Today, we are joined by both Jim Matroni, a senior partner at Conversant, and Richard McDonald, a Conversant consultant, who are co-authors, along with Conversant CEO Mickey Connolly, of the new book, The Vitality Imperative, How Connected Leaders and Their Teams Achieve More with Less Time, Money, and Stress. They've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100-plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, gentlemen, you say the vitality imperative provides a more humane and lasting approach to solving leadership issues. How is that so? Get into that, if you would.
Well, I'll take a shot at that, Eric. I think that sort of building on what Jim has just said, there's something that happens that when you are with a group of people, when you are committed to this connected leadership, and you're taking care of being part of a community, part of the experience of your contribution is adding value, and the notion of choice, which I think is the ideal of democracy, is the idea that the individual can, in their unique way, bring value and is at choice. I think when people are connected to that and they're working with that as a cultural theme, literally each person is enlivened and is more vital. Because in our experience in studying and being with people all over the world over these many years, we've found that those three characteristics, community, contribution, and choice, enliven people and have them want to contribute. So in that way, and another piece to this is that we also are looking at how do you shift a culture from the superior leadership, like the leader then is totally responsible for the outcome, versus how do you create a culture where each individual is an informal leader, leading from wherever they are in the system rather than waiting for someone to tell them what to do. So I think that's the mutual benefit. The culture benefits because you've got people that are committed, engaged, and accountable, and the individual has the experience of bringing value. So that's a response to that question from my experience.
Beautiful.
And thanks for sharing that as well. Lastly, you say that vitality imperative provides a more humane and lasting approach to solving leadership issues. Touch on that as well in conclusion.
Maybe I'll take the first shot at that. I think the challenges around lasting and humane leadership are really for leaders to be able to connect up to how do human beings want to work? How do human beings want to make a difference in the real world in connection with other people? And we believe that there are seven subsets or seven building blocks or promises that leaders make inside of the vitality imperative that start to detail what we believe are fundamental things that human beings want to be involved in, want to do more of. That we believe that they want to be present. The first principle or the first promise that a leader makes is how can we create more presence? That, I think, is fundamental to us as humans. There is also empathy. How do we create and evoke more empathy in ourselves and others? The third one is purpose. How do we bring purposeful attention to what we're trying to do and do something that's meaningful? We already talked a little bit about authenticity being a fundamental element of how human beings want to operate. Then the other ones are kind of interesting as we started to discover is that we believe that any humane and lasting approach to solving leadership issues has to bring a sense of delightful wonder to it. I think we enjoy the challenge of delving into something that we care about in a way that's different than we've ever done. How do leaders do that? And then finally, this is all inside of a sense of great timing. For us to be creating a lasting approach to solving leadership issues, we need to know what it's time for now. And how do we know that what we're going to do is what we're doing is doing things in the right order and in a way that makes sense to all of us. And in that, and the seventh underlying element of the vitality imperative is how do we create surprising results? That we're always delighted to create surprising results as leaders because it actually triggers the next cycle of creating results for us as a team. So surprising results tend to get surprising results. We believe that all of those are fundamentally human and the ways that humans want to operate. And in that regard, it actually creates a self-sustaining cycle. It doesn't have to be reinforced through rules or false reward systems. It really is something that people are individually driven to do. And in that regard, it creates more self-supervising, committed people in action. We believe that is a lasting formula for success.
Gentlemen, it has been an honor and really great to have had you both here today. Thanks for your time. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Conversant and also how listeners can get the book.
Well, you can get more information at conversant.com. Our website where we have white papers, we've got our blogs, we've got more information for people to tap into. You can order the Vitality Imperative at Amazon.com. You can also order our previous book, The Communication Catalyst, which talks about some of the fundamental principles of high performance communication and conversation. So there's a number of ways to reach us. We'd be delighted to talk to you further if this is something you find interesting. And we're also delighted to have conversations about what people are learning in this area, because we're all learning in this together. As conditions in the world changes, the need for this increases, the application of it and the specific challenges that people are facing. We'd be delighted to talk to you further about what you're discovering.
Mr. Matroni and Mr. McDonald, we thank you for your time today and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're both very welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Jim Matroni, a senior partner at Conversant, and Mr. Richard McDonald, a Conversant consultant, who are co-authors along with Conversant CEO Mickey Connolly of the new book, The Vitality Imperative, How Connected Leaders and Their Teams Achieve More with Less Time, Money, and Stress. And for more information and to get the book, simply visit Conversant.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.